is going on, y'all? What is going on? What is going on? What is going on? How is everybody doing? How is everybody feeling? What's on everybody's mind? Hopefully everybody is sane, healthy, doing good, drinking your water. You already know I'm always going to mention that because water is essential. Anyway, I get so angry when people don't drink their water. But I know I've been meaning to release part three, and part three is actually boohoo going to be the finale to my little Life is No Joke mini series. The reason being is because I just didn't want to drag it past a part three. I felt like, you know, three different viewpoints of life, even though they're from two different people, still would be enough. You know, if I do happen to come across any friends or family or anybody I'm around where a nice conversation sparks, then I will definitely, you know, possibly extend this little mini series. But for right now, I think I'm just gonna leave it at three. And another reason I had to leave it at three is because while editing this, I did get very misty. This is extremely, extremely personal. It may not sound too personal to a lot of people, especially if you don't know me, but if you know me, if you understand me a little bit, then you, while listening to this podcast today, you will understand a little more of my viewpoint. But what's crazy about it is this podcast, you're not going to really hear me speak much. That's going to be the different thing for this episode today, is you're not going to really hear me talk at all. Usually, even if I have a guest, which is my other cousin, Malaysia, I haven't properly introduced her. Oh my God, so sorry, cousin. I promise I got you next time. But yes, the cousin that you usually hear in my other podcast is my younger cousin from my mom's side. But tonight, you're going to be hearing my cousin, my older cousin from my dad's side, speak about her life and different things. And I actually had to give the mic to her for this episode because she really went into detail. I had to get approval to release this because a lot of things got personal. This is going to sound probably a little choppy because of so much editing that I had to do. I didn't want to put too much of her business out there, but she did allow me to put enough. So thank you for that, cuzzo. But I want everybody who is listening to this to really take in everything that my cousin is saying. She is older than me. She has lived life a lot more and a lot longer than I have. So hearing her viewpoints and hearing her outlook on life in general and personally just really helped me open my eyes to a lot. And with her being older than me, it makes me see what my life could look like in the future and things that I can prevent from happening as we speak. You know what I mean? Like, I truly, truly, truly advise everyone who's listening to this, to really hear, take in, absorb everything that my cousin is saying, because she is speaking some real, true facts. Oh my God, just saying it out loud just makes me get all teary-eyed again because of how open she was. And that's the whole basis of my podcast, Open Book for Open Ears. Just saying, if you are in any way uncomfortable listening to profanity, curse words, any of that nature, gracefully exit this podcast because this podcast is not for you. My cousin has no filter. She does not care, nor do I, because that is who she is and I accept her for everything that she is and continues to be. So like I said, if this is not something that you would like to hear, gracefully and gladly exit this podcast, and I will see you in the next one. But yes, this is a very, very personal one, and I hope everybody that is listening really takes in everything that she says and gets to understand me a little bit more, because my cousin is literally the older version of me. So I really do hope you guys enjoy the finale, the ending of Life is No Joke.
Stuff like, no, live some way, figure it out. Once you get stuck, you don't want to be stuck, because then you're stuck with a baby, and then you, Bruh, you need to figure it out. You need to, where do I want to go? Maybe where I want to see, maybe where I want to travel. Maybe I'm 25. You're not driving. You don't even have your own V. Like what about that stops you from doing what you're supposed to do? That is the question that I have or wonder, like, what about that doesn't make you even want to be like living in your own crib and driving your own car?
I do.
So
I do.
What? You can't say your mom stops you from doing that.
I'm not going to blame it all on her. It is me. And like I said, I feel like...
Like, what is it that you're doing with your money? How hungry are you to go like 6 months with a job, saving every dime, dollar, not buying nothing to really get that? That's the shit we don't really want to deal with.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
And that's crazy. Because I could not. As soon as you tell me I have to share a car, no. I will drive a hoopty. I've been driving hoopties. Because you would not tell me, like, I have to be at nobody's beck and call without not getting around. Mm-mm. No. And that was from a young-ass girl. It was a white Corolla. Yo, if I can recall all my memories in my life, oof, girl, I used to live.
That's when you be telling me about how you were out here in the parties at 14. I'm like, what? Yeah, 14. I was like, I was 14 when my dad and I stopped talking. Bro, like, that's why I'm like, what the fuck 14. Is my life? What is my life?
14 lit. I've been where rappers have been. I've been invited to go back to tellies with rappers. I have been on stage with rappers. I have been to club after club, coming out in the morning and it's like 5 o'clock in the morning and we partied like room after room after room. We have been in VIP, brought out the bar. Fucking niggas who used to own clubs used to try to take me back home. Like, I remember, Chef, this is how confident I used to be. We used to go to this club out in Poughkeepsie. What the fuck? Confetti's popping. That's why I'm like, yo, what the fuck do you kids do nowadays? There was so many clubs around here. We didn't even have to go all the way to New York and go clubbing. We did, you know, but we didn't have to. Like, no. It was just from, like, here to Newburgh to, you know, Peekskill to Poughkeepsie, you know, like, all that. Middletown had clubs. Like, it used to be popping. 14, bitch, you come outside, you chilling all day, like, get dressed to sit out on the stoop all day, chilling, popping, niggas everywhere, like, oh my god, yo, life was so fucking great, so simple. I mean, life is still great now, God, but holy cannoli, popping, young, in my own crib, 2-bedroom apartment, going down in Jersey buying furniture. Oh my god. Popping. Confetti's. Confetti's used to be a club where you would park, like, you would come up in Poughkeepsie, you'd come over the bridge, you'd come up, and when you got, like, right here to, like, maybe the second light, there was, like, a big parking lot, and if you turned, you'd be turning right in front of the club into the parking lot. Yo, it's shocking. I know I could have been something so fucking great. Oh my god, I would have killed them every last one of them who ever doubted me, yo. Because it's like I live into the doubt that other motherfuckers have for me. And that ain't even who I am. Like, oh, you're going to be that bitch. You're going to trip up and fall. And I trip up and fall. Because you said thinking so.
Yeah.
You know, instead of knowing, bitch, I ain't never going to fall. Like, when? So anyway, the line used to be, like, wrapped around the corner, bro. I mean, bitches in their best shit. Fly, fur. Oh, my God. It used to be the best times ever, right? So we used to be standing out there on that line. Go, cute as fuck. Can't wait to get a club. It's gonna be popping. Niggas is dancing all night. Like, getting in battling. Battles, everything is popping. So we close up to, let's say, like, this is the entrance to go in. Mm-hmm. So we, like, right here on the line. And I see bitches coming straight out the parking lot to the door. Like, straight to the door. So I'm like, what? What's that about? how the fuck is them bitches getting to the door? Like, not even having to stand on the line. I said, watch. That's going to be me next time, bitch. That confident. Couldn't tell me no ever. I walked up to yo, Ashaki. Yo, when I think about these memories, I'm like, yo, what happened to you? Yo, I walked up to the front of the line. Next time we decided we're going out to this club, me and all my niggas and my bitches. And they're like, you're not going to do it. I'm like, I'm going to do it. Watch.
Just to see if it works.
And my body was sick. My body was sick. As slim as I was. I'm like, watch. Because I didn't have no stomach, so my butt did not look so flat. And I was just like, I used to go out and buy whatever I want. I was into fucking stilettos, like fucking crazy, and sneakers. I just had it. So I walk up to the front, and because I already started peeping the man who owned the club, I already had to started like flirting with him, all that shit. So I walk up, and he's like, wait a minute. And I'm like, what? So I'm like, I don't even remember what his name. That's so crazy. That I don't even remember the names anymore. So I said, blah, da, 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 da. They were like, he came to the door. I was like, he's like, who you with? I was like, all of them. All of them. He's like, all of them motherfuckers. And it wasn't just like me and all my two girlfriends. It was like, all of them that was with me. And they were like, all of them. I was like, all of them. Got in. They were like, shocking. Yo. And I'm like, and we're going to do that shit every fucking time we come up.
I'm so here for that.
Yo, I used to be so, you could, Kia always said it. I think that they knew they had to break me down because I could have excelled to, I allowed them. I'm going to take responsibility. Mm. I allowed them to break. I know that I knew in me, inside of me, I still know that it's in there that I could have been great at anything I did if I did not let the fucking people get into my brain. If I would have just did what I knew that I could do and I was able to do and just lived, and really it was about having a child, really, to be 1,000%. I love my children to death. I'll go to hard for them and everything, but that's where my whole life went. Because now I knew that my focus couldn't be no more on me. It has to be on my child, and then all these things starts coming out.
Yeah, it comes with that. Kid.
But
that sounds so lit.
Yo, I remember one time we was down in the city. Like Dean used to live in New York. At one point, she had moved down to the city, so we was down there. We used to go to her crib, get dressed, dance around naked in our clothes, getting dressed, get fly as fuck to go see Freeway in this little club in New York. And he was down with Rockefeller and them then. And we are walking down the freaking street, us three, and the guys are like, the guy and a girl's walking past, and she was like, damn, babe, don't they look good? They look good, don't they, babe? And he like, yeah, they look good. And yo, we felt like Sex in the City. Like, we used to be in New York every weekend. We have been to, oh my God, yo. Shab, that's why it's like, I lived and then it was like. The only thing I did not do was travel more.
I do travel a lot.
I did not go nowhere. I never went. I've never been to Mexico. I just went home. Any place I would travel to would be home.
Yeah.
And I didn't go home for like 20 something years. So I went home, I think, for one of my birthdays, and I was in my 30s. Yeah. I had just maybe like my early 30s. Mm-hmm. Whoa. First time back home. Me and my sister, and I couldn't do that with nobody else. And all then, I didn't have girlfriends to go. By then, I didn't have girlfriends to go to anywhere with. I didn't never really, girls could not bang with me. Bitches, the dudes, all day, every day, a nigga would bang with me. But bitches, I never, like, really had bitches like, yeah, my bitch. Like, bitches always intimidated by me, and they will tell me from the moment that from the moment you walked into the room, it's like, who the fuck does this bitch think she is? And I don't know what makes you think that, but I do know that I am gonna walk in this motherfucker confident. You know, like, I don't know, I can't believe that I've gotten to this age and I've missed out on 20-something years not believing in myself, not caring for myself, not loving myself. I used to do all of that. I used to do all of that, even with Z. I used to hold it down. I've never had, like, I had one girlfriend that I knew from, like, elementary school. And after I had Z, me and her weren't friends anymore.
That's why?
But chicks, no matter where I'm at, intimidated, and I've letting people break me down to where I've gone into the shell, and now I'm like, do you see me? And even from the moment I speak, you see me. And that's why it's crazy that I have to start listening to what people are saying when they be like, you know, you have this thing about you. This guy straight up said to me, there's something tells me about you, you're gonna do great things. And that shit trips me out because I'd be like, is that a message? Is that, like, real? But what is it? Because I'm still searching for it.
Yeah.
Middletown is just not it.
Trash. Absolute trash. That's why when people ask me where I'm from, I'm be like, You don't need to know. You do not need to know because it ain't. I mean, I do tell people Middletown. What is that? Nothing.
Not that you gotta chase the dream, but you gotta chase where it's at. Cause that's how we used to be. Chase where it's at. Ivy, yo, bitches. I used to be so confident. Like, you'll never doubt me. I'll get everything I want. I swear, I used to be like that. Anything I want. This job, I'm gonna get it. Oh, if it didn't work out, something better's coming. I'm like, when did I started turning into this completely negative thinking, always overthinking? Like, when did that literally like switch over?
I was thinking about that with myself the other day. I was like, bro, I don't think I've really ever been genuinely happy with my life. Mm-hmm. And that, when I wrote that was, oh my god, it was like maybe a few days ago. I woke up and I'm just like, this is not it. Like, I really had to sit with myself and be like, okay, why are you like this? And I'm like, I've never really been
happy,
genuinely happy. The only, I mean, honestly,
I've had, I'm obviously 20 what years older no 15 years
15
older,
yeah,
I can say that there was some happy times.
Absolutely. Yeah, but I'm like, overall, no. Honestly,
but overall, completely living in me, free, and
the only time I've done that was when I went away to school. And I literally, that's why sometimes I can't even go on Snapchat and look at my memories, because I'm like, bro, I was living it up. And me and my homegirl were talking about that today, and I'm like, bro, we was really out here in Oneonta. We was out here. And it was me and this specific girl, and then my homegirl, that's Talia, and me and Talia were like, we did everything. It was always us. Like,
it's good to hold on to those. But bro, school should have been about networking and finding the doctor. Oh, you guys going to doctors? You guys going to be dentists? Y'all going to be lawyers? Shit. That's what it is. It's like, you gotta find your way into what's going on. And I used to be like, tell me no who, where, now what, but bitch, we up in here. Kids to be like, but I don't want to. I'm like, bitch, we up in here. Fake ID in order. We getting up in this motherfucker. And we used to be in them motherfuckers. In the city. It's like, we getting up in this bitch. Underage. Oh my goodness. Underage. Like, bitch, we getting up in here. Me. And I always took my little sister along. Always. I don't give a fuck what I was doing. I always brought my sister along. Because I genuinely loved my sister, took care of my sister. I always brought her along. Mm-hmm. See? You can't even have a nigga like, I don't know. I want that. I just want to be with one man and we continue to just grow. I'm not saying that it's got to be perfect or nothing, but I want the romance I want. And I'd be able to do the same. I would give the same back to him. I just want to have fun. Let's go travel. Like, babe, yo, I booked this trip. We out. Like, and I'm like, babe, yo, I booked this trip. We out. Let me be me. Dance all on you. Be me. Be young. Be free. Like, have fun together. Laugh. Love. Adventure. Grow. Build. Like, what the fuck? What's wrong with that? Why can't I have that? What does she want? Oh. She must have. I don't know why I can't have that. I'm like, am I cursed?
I don't think that's the game.
Niggas don't want you to be real either. They want you to lie to them. And I can't do that, bro. I'm not lying to you. Shit. I want to enjoy my 40s. My 30s was depressing. My 20s would have. My 20s was depressing. I want to enjoy it. And it, that's why it's got to not be about a man. It's got to be me enjoying me and loving me and getting back to me. And I promise you, once I get to that, my man will come. Because mm-hmm. that's all I'm being tested to keep continuously doing. And I will. And look, at just to, like tonight, I'm out. I'm late. Tomorrow I got school. All of that. And I'll be fine. I'm going to go to PT after class. Go home. Probably go to sleep. Or do my work. And then Saturday, we're out with the family. Like, I'm just taking it one day at a time.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much to everyone who tuned in to part 3, aka the finale of Life is No Joke. Not even gonna hold y'all. I'm low-key kind of sad. This little mini-series really, really opened up my eyes and opened up a whole different side of me. Hearing myself talk, hearing both of my cousins talk, just hearing so many different viewpoints of life is just, it's mind-boggling and it's eye-opening. It's amazing. But I do want to put this little mini-series on hold to, you know, venture off onto some new topics and definitely have some new guests. I have some things up my sleeve. Can't wait to share. I'm so excited about that. But I'm definitely going to put a little hold on our little Life is No Joke series. I do have to say that 2 out of 3 of this mini-series have been 2 of my most successful episodes on my podcast. So I do have to thank you guys and tell you guys that I'm so blessed and so grateful and so appreciative of all of the love and support that I do receive. I don't ask for it, nor am I expecting it, but when I do receive it, I am forever grateful, and I do want to thank every last one of you. And yeah, I think and I hope this podcast opened up your eyes in a different part of your life the way that it did for mine, especially part 3. Especially part 3. It's just amazing to hear, you know, my cousin speak on how crazy and how different her life used to be and how she allowed people to break down her confidence and how much it affected her now. And I really do hope everybody takes in that specific part of the entire episode when she's talking about how she allowed people to break her down. I know everybody, I'm not even a single one person now, every single person in this world right now is going through something difficult, is going through something strange, something not very easy to understand, and I completely understand, and I get it. But the one thing that we can't do is fall. I always tell people, my advice to people all the time is, you're gonna fall, but never fold. Stay 10 toes down because you have no idea what you're capable of. And I mean that. And it's true. It's the truth. Gonna snap my fingers on that one because that one was good. But yes, stay 10 toes down. Don't be afraid to fall. You're gonna fall. You're gonna fall flat on your ass, flat on your face, all of that. But never fold. Always keep your head up high. And remember who you are. And I promise you, you'll forever succeed. I love you guys so much. And I will see you in my next podcast. And I forgot to say in the beginning what I always say. Let's chat.